The Shepherdess and the Chimney Sweeper. There was a very old cupboard in a living room. Various patterns were carved on the cupboard. One of them, in the middle, was a man with a strange look. He had goat's legs, a small horn on his head, and a long beard on his chin. The children who used to come in and out of the room called him Goat Leg Billy. Goat Leg Billy was always looking down at a desk under a mirror. There was a lovely shepherdess made of china on the desk. The shepherdess was holding a stick and wearing gold shoes and a skirt with red rose ornaments. She was also wearing a pretty golden hat. She was very beautiful. Right next to her, there was a chimney sweeper made of china with a cute and flushed face. He was holding a ladder. They were engaged because both were close to each other, made of china, and they matched each other very well as a good couple. There was another doll made of china, and this big old Chinese guy was 3 times bigger than the others. He could nod his head up and down, and he insisted that only he had the right to make decisions about the shepherdess. One day, Goat Leg Billy asked him to be allowed to get married with the shepherdess. The Chinese doll nodded his head and said yes.
"Now, you are going to get married. Your groom is made of mahogany, and his drawer is full of silver plates. Tonight, when the old cupboard makes a creaking sound, you two have to get married."
The old Chinese doll said to the shepherdess and fell asleep. The shepherdess cried and looked at her beloved chimney sweeper.
"I don't want to go into the dark cupboard. Please go to the outside world with me."
"I can do whatever you want. Let's leave here right now. I have a job, so I can take care of you."
The chimney sweeper said,
"Can we get down from the desk safely?"
The chimney sweepers taught the shepherdess how to walk with her china legs, and they used a ladder to step down on the ground and looked up to the old cupboard. The patterns of the cupboard and the Goat Leg Billy were shouting at them.
"They're sneaking away! They're sneaking away!"
The shepherdess and the chimney sweeper were astonished to hear their voices. The old Chinese doll already woke up and was shaking his body with anger. He fell down to the ground.
"Oh, the old Chinese guy is coming after us."
The shepherdess plumped down to the ground with fear.
"We have no choice but to go out and face the big outside world."
"Are you sure that you want to go to the outside world with me? Do you know how really big the outside world is? We may never be able to come back here again."
"Yes, I know,"
the shepherdess said with no hesitation.
"All right. I used to know a way from the fireplace to the chimney. There's a hole connected to the outside world up there. We will use that hole to go out."
The chimney sweeper said and took the shepherdess to a gate in the fireplace.
"It is very dark in here."
The shepherdess bravely climbed up the dirty passage through the fireplace with the chimney sweeper. Even though it was steep and long, the chimney sweeper pulled and pushed her. When they finally reached the end of the chimney, they got tired and sat down. They could see the sky of twinkling stars over their heads and the huge outside world. The shepherdess never imagined that the outside world would be this big. She started to cry because she was so shocked.
"It's too big. I am not strong enough to face it. I want to go back where I was staying, the table in front of the mirror."
The chimney sweeper tried to calm her down by telling her that the angry old Chinese guy and Goat Leg Billy were following them, but it did not work. They had to crawl down through the chimney and go back to the fireplace. From the dark fireplace, they looked up at the room. It was very quiet, and the old Chinese guy was lying down in the middle of the floor. He was broken into 3 pieces when he tried to chase them and fell down from the table. His back and head came off from his body.
"Oh, dear! That's because of us. What shall we do now?"
The shepherdess felt painful when she saw him.
"He can be repaired, and will be able to scold us as he used to.
Are you sure?
The shepherdess was relieved and went back to the table where she was standing before.
All our efforts were in vain.
The chimney sweeper grumbled to himself. After that, the old Chinese guy could move his body again as he wished. He looked like new when he was fixed and nailed on his back, but he could not nod his head ever again.
So, will you let me marry her now?
Goatleg Billy asked the old Chinese guy. The chimney sweeper and the shepherdess waited for his answer nervously. At last the China lovers could stay together because the old Chinese guy could not nod his head any more. He could not say yes. They loved each other and lived happily ever after until they were broken into pieces.